Okay, so let's continue in the Arka Sadikim, Sha'ar HaNava. We're on page 131. The learning, as always, is this should be a schus for an Ilan Neshama for Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenaryeh, and a schus for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schus for Fur Shleima of Chaim Deb ben Menorachol, Chanaliyah ben Shein Derachol, and Abadati ben Peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says, "Harbi Anof from Taivim Tzayim Chemishurish HaNava." There are many good things that come out of having humility. Ha'anav hu savlan. First of all, someone who's an anav is patient. Umei ha'savlan is yavai shalem. And as a result of being patient, you avoid a lot of fights, and therefore, you bring a lot of peace to the world. Yashkit By being humble, you put aside the wrath of someone who's angry with you. Someone is upset at you, someone has a taina, but you humble yourself. So a lot of times that sort of removes the feeling of disrespect. And the person now is more ready to bypass the avla. Like the pasuk says, Mane rach yashavchema, a soft answer turns away anger. Shalom hi midah tayva ma'ayin, and obviously shalom is a very great midah. Ha'anav, additionally, ha'anav yesh lechem. Someone who's humble finds favor. That to the humble people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives favor. In addition, the tefillah of an anav is readily accepted by Hashem, because he is mavir on his midos. He is much more forgiving. Again, because he doesn't stand on principle, he doesn't stand on ceremony and require that other people treat him a certain way. He's willing to be meichel. And so, because of that, Hashem answers his tefillah. So, Beglal Zen is Kabbat tefillah of Rabbi Akiva, and because of this, the tefillah of Rabbi Akiva was answered. Sha'amar Avinu Malkeinu, and he said Avinu Malkeinu. This is based on the Gemara in Tainus, where the Gemara tells us that there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer offered 24 tefillahs on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and he wasn't answered. Rabbi Akiva davened a very short tefillah, and he was answered. So most people assume that this was because Rabbi Akiva was greater. So Abascal came out and said it's not that Rabbi Akiva was greater, but rather it's because Rabbi Akiva was more forgiving than Rabbi Eliezer. And you see from here that that's the concept. If someone who's more forgiving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers his tefillahs. Ha'anav zoicha l'shachem. Someone who's an anav becomes very smart. Ki hana lifnei chachamim, because he humbles himself in front of chachamim. Umisaveik ba'afar ragleim, and he sits in the dust of their feet, which means he sits by them and he follows after them. Someone who walks with smart people becomes smart. A humble person has rachmanis. The shemayim has rachmanis on him. That someone who admits when he's wrong and abandons evil, Hashem will have pity on him. It's someone who's an anav is running away from greatness and from honor. And this is and tznius depends on this. That you should walk modestly with your God. An anav is happy with his portion that God gave him. Whether it's a lot or a little. That a little is good to a tzaddik, more so than the large amount that's given to a rasha. And this will free him from the occupations of this world, the things that preoccupy his mind. And this will make him more available to occupy himself with chachma, chachma satira, and as well as with avodas Hashem. Another aspect here, another benefit. So these are all like side benefits of side effects of bitachon, but positive side effects. We're saying now that amongst other things, where there is shalom and his tefillos get answered because being an anav leads to other midos, leads to that you're a maver al midosav. It leads to the fact that you are machnia yourself when people are angry at you, so they make up with you. We also talk about the fact that the Shemayim has Rachmanis on him and he's running away from honor. Here we're saying that he rejoices in whatever Chelek Hashem gave him, because again, he's not a he doesn't have an ego, a large ego where he feels he deserves a certain thing. Rather, he understands I'm really bad, so I'm worthy of nothing. So anything that Hashem gave me is a gift, and I am thankful for that. And that's going to make him less preoccupied with business, less preoccupied with doing ishtadlis for parnasa, because he's going to be sameach b'chelkai, and he's going to work less hard. So, and in that way, he'll be able to excel more in his learning. Similarly, an Anav doesn't believe that he has all the answers and understands all the intentions of other people. And so he's willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Kishalu, because one of the Hasidim was once asked, "How did you become the leader of your generation?" Hey, Shavani answered, "But they should call Adam Shara'isi, because everyone that I see, many, I assume that they were better than me. Many, if he were wiser than me, Amarti, I said, Gamu Yireli Kim Yosemi many." He also has more Yerushamayim, if they write Chachmasa, because of his Chachma. Vimayakatamachachmani, let's say, what was less smart than me. Amarti, who Shagig Vani Mazid? He doesn't know better, so he's a Shagig, and I'm amazed. Vimayagadal Biyamimani, if he was older than me, Amarti, Schuyos of Rabbis, Bischuyosai, that he lived longer, so he has more Schasim. Vimayisi Zakin, Mimenu, and if I was older than him, Amarti, Avainaisim Alma'atim, that his Averis are less than mine. Let's say it was the same age and a similar IQ. Amarti, then I said, his heart is closer to Hashem than mine. Because I know the averus that I did. But I don't know what averus he did. And therefore, I'm probably further away from Hashem than he is. And if he's richer than me, Amarti, I said, he gives more tzedakah than me. If he was poorer, he's better than me, because since he's poor, he has more anivas than I do, because it comes to him more naturally, more easily. For these reasons, I used to honor other people, and I humbled myself in front of them. So this was one of the tactics that the Chassid used in order to be able to put himself in the proper frame of mind. He basically assumed that whether a person was more successful than him or appeared to be less successful, in either case, he always judged that the person was ahead of him, because he assumed that if the person lived less longer, so he focused on the fact that the person probably did less averus. And if the person lived longer, then he probably had more zchusim, and he probably had a closer relationship with Hashem. So everything that he tied to, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. I just totally blanked. I apologize. So everything he tied to the way that he looked at other people, the way that he considered other people, and again, that comes down to anivus. That's the midah of anava. Anava allows a person to keep an open mind when it comes to other people and not assume that he has all the answers and he knows all the information. Maybe I don't. And not only maybe I don't, but it's more likely than not, you'll take the position, more likely than not, that he's a greater person than me. And you'll end up showing more respect. And so anivus, as we said when we started, is really the root for so many other midos taivais, because it leads a person in that direction naturally.